Welcome to the Growth Diaries. Whether you're commuting, at the gym, or just taking a moment for yourself, this audio is here to keep you inspired and growing. But if you ever want to dive deeper, you can also watch the video or read the blog. Just check the links to keep growing and thriving.
Having spoken about growth, its benefits, its relevance, and its importance in today's world, perhaps it is now time to see how growth can fit into the regulatory framework. Currently, the GDC's enhanced CPD rules suggest that you maintain a PDP, a professional development plan, and that you complete a specific number of hours of CPD through a 5-year cycle. Within the PDP, there are four elements: plan, do, reflect, and record. If you want a really good insight into the PDP and the enhanced GDC rules, you can view our series, which was released in 2018 and is called the Intelligent PDP series. It's available on dentinal tubules for you to view. And I hope that you find that really useful and interesting. Now, that may be good, but here's the thing to look at. The GDC's four bits has some elements that are missing. Let's look at those. Number one, the plan part does not provide any real detail on how that planning should be done. In fact, the template on the GDC website simply says the following about the plan aspect. What do I need to learn or maintain for this cycle? What skills or knowledge have you identified that need developing and maintaining? Are there any gaps that need addressing? It doesn't tell you how to find those gaps. Number two, the outcome is the number of hours. This encourages tick boxing because registrants may do CPD that is prescribed to them, i.e. they're given a list of CPD that they need to do. Ultimately, the aim becomes to accumulate hours of CPD rather than actually engage in learning that enhances a skill or a knowledge. Number three, those who do go on courses may not always manage to get onto the right course. If you truly want to see the effect of this approach, then it is seen in the 15 challenges facing dentistry at the moment. There is a chance you could be facing one or many of these challenges. Have a look at the 15 challenges and see if those questions resonate. You can see the link below and click on it, go through the questions and see how many you say yes to. Perhaps we need to think in a different way. If these questions really resonate with you, your team, or someone you know, then you can see why. Yet growth is different. Growth delves into the plan in detail. Number one, it does not just identify what you need to learn or maintain in the cycle. It identifies in detail and at depth what the true deeper problem or deficiency is, and in turn, what the complexity of that problem is. Number two, the outcome of growth is not how many hours, the outcome is how you overcome that need. Number three, growth does not have a finite point. It constantly reviews and works on feedback. Growth involves a consistent cycle of number one, identifying the problem and the gap. Number two, unlocking the complexities of the problem and creating a bespoke learning plan. Number three, implementing the learning in your environment. And number four, analyzing the feedback to identify how that problem or gap was closed and where you plan your next leap. Growth is about making the leap in your progress. Growth is about unlocking your potential. Rather than plan, do, reflect, record, I would call this identify, unlock, implement, and analyze. IUIA, since everyone likes acronyms. Maybe it is less catchy than plan, do, reflect, and record as a term, but it will be more catchy in enabling you to unlock your potential and make the leap. The measure would not be the number of hours only, but the number of IUIAs completed per cycle. Whilst I know that the legislation cannot let the GDC move away from the hours thing, there is nothing stopping them from asking how many hours each IUIA cycle undertook. However, if they don't implement it, our IPDP, adental tubules, is built for this. The tubules website and the IPDP is built for growth. Growth is what will make you agile in this new world. When you do not engage in growth and instead engage in CPD, you're likely to see those 15 challenges appear again and again.